School board members looked at the proposed calendar for next school year. One of the big changes would be an early release day on Thursday. Students would get out of school at 1:30, and the other 4 days of the week would be slightly extended. This would eliminate teacher in-service days during the school year. Staff would be able to use the weekly afternoon time for their professional development trainings and meetings. Here's teacher Lisa Andreessen.
I think it's just going to be so powerful to have these mini in-services every week. I think we're just going to get so much more done. It's just going to be so good and powerful.
Some of the school board members questioned why the early release day couldn't be on Friday. Because of travel for sports and other activities, less students tend to be in school on Fridays. Here's Andreessen.
Friday is not going to be our most effective thinking time. If we want to really optimize this time, we want to do it at a time when the most staff feels like they're going to be most effective. And I think that was a real driving force.
The school board decided not to make any changes to the calendar until they received public input. They voted to move it into the 30-day public comment period. The board heard from Superintendent Ginger Jewell about three new positions she wants to hire for. Two of the positions, a special education director and a technology specialist, could be mostly grant funded. The other position is an elementary science and math teacher. Jewell didn't include job descriptions or projected expenses in the board packet, and board members said they couldn't make a decision without that information. Here's Lisa Schwartz.
We've asked over and over for a very clear, transparent budget, and it's really important that we see what we're making decisions about. We just really need to be clear about where money's coming from. There's a lot of cuts going on in the state, there's cuts going on locally. So we need to really scrutinize what we're doing as far as what we can pay for and what we can't.
Jewell said she would provide that information at a Thursday budget workshop. The board tentatively approved funds for two staff members to travel to a teacher recruitment fair in Portland in April. Right now, the school is advertising for several open positions. Jewell listed them.
We have a secondary special education, reading specialist, 5 through 12 music, sixth grade,
and counselor.
And the counselor's position. That's what we have right now.
Jewell says the district might need to actively recruit in order to get high-quality applicants for those jobs. The board decided not to vote on reopening Mosquito Lake School since there aren't enough students. The school closed last year because enrollment dropped below 10, which disqualified it from state funding. A group of Upper Highway residents called Friends of Mosquito Lake School and Community Center announced late last month that they weren't able to find 10 students interested in attending the school this year. Friends of Mosquito Lake member Dana Hallett spoke at the meeting.
We need to do something to preserve that facility in the community. We don't need to just give it up, turn the heat off, and walk away from it.
The group is working on a proposal to ask the Hainesboro for funds to open the school building for community use. After some discussion, the school board decided to write a general letter of support that could be included in the proposal. School board member Brian Clay volunteered to be a liaison to Friends of Mosquito Lake as they work on strategies to reopen the school. The next school board meeting is scheduled for April 7th. There's a budget workshop this Thursday at 7 p.m. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.